We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the top of Kuf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, on the top, three lines from the top. We had a machloikis, Rav Yirmiya Ve'Abba and Rav Huna, where exactly do the Edom sign when it comes to a get mekusher? So according to Rav Huna, they signed Ben Kesher LeKesher. Of course they signed on the back side of the shtar, and back of the text. The text on one side, the other side are the Chasimus by get mekusher. But according to Rav Huna, you signed bein kasher lekasher. It said it. Rav Yirmiyahu said you do it connected the ksav. And what was the nafgamina that we assumed that the maila was that according to Rav Huna, the problem is you sign the back, so you can write whatever you want in the front, and then you have signatures in the back, and you can add on whatever you want. And what it says, you have to write the kol shar v'kayam, and if you see anything erased. And someone won't sign, doesn't say Shar V'Kayim, the Edom won't sign. And once you see Shar V'Kayim, you're basically good to go, because if anything's erased before that, you're going to have a Kiyim. There's no place to put a Kiyim in there, and there before the word Shar V'Kayim, and therefore everything will be protected. But according to Yirmiyahu Abba, you don't have to write Shar V'Kayim, because everything, all the signatures were connected to Ksav in the back. So for example, if there's 12 lines for a get, let's say, 12 lines. So in the back of it, on line number 12, there was a signature on the other side of it. And you need three for get mekusher. So 12, 11, and 10 were all signed in the back by people. So now you can't add on a 13th line because there's no Edom there. There's no Edom there, so it's not going to be good. So you can't add anything on to the shtar. So that's, and anything before, you'll see that it's erased, there'll be a problem, so everything is good to go for Yirmiyahu Abba. That's what we assume till now. Faith in Marakashav, it's not true. Rav Yirmiyahu Abba says that you sign behind the ksav. And it's connected the ksav, which means that it's only, that the ksav doesn't go further than the Edom. So therefore, the aid to protect from anything being signed. Leichush, we have a chash like this. You'll add on the front side of the shtar, whatever you want. Add on a tenai, say that it really got paid up, whatever it was. You'll add it on. And umachtim sadi yaseri mavroi, and you'll add on extra aidim in the back. Va'omar anola rabbis be'aidim hudavdi. So it's machlekes regards those words umachsim sahadi yaseri mavroi. The Rishon brings down both girses. So we'll explain both girses. One girse is like this: maybe you'll add on in the front, you'll add on text, and you'll add edim in the back, and you won't. All you have to do with mekayim is only three of the edim, because it's all you need. You say, "Oh, those extra edim, they're just extras. You don't have to mekayim them. So therefore, you'll forge edim. You're not going to get kiyum with those edim." And everything will be fine. It looks like it goes further down, because you'll add another two lines to the shtar, and in the back you add on two more signatures, and you'll be sufficient with the three kiyum on that. The ones who take out the gears to say, you'll leave it open, say, oh, why is it open in the back? Oh, I was planning on getting Edom. I never got a chance to get Edom. That's going to be a taina, and l'chari, you still can make a ziyuf. You look at Taisa of Mascha Anah, at the beginning of Taisa, it says, v'yikayim b'shloisha shalomayla. The mekol tlos of mekayimin, you can mekayim with three. That's enough. So therefore, Gemara's kash is inferior. Rav Yirmiyahu Abba, there is a chash ziyof. How? By adding on text, and you have signatures in the back, and you're going to say that either you add on connected ksav and you forge that, or you'll say I was planning on adding edim. Omalei. So the answer, no, it's not shver. Why? Mi savas. This could be a conversation between Rami Bar Chama and Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe. I'm not sure who this is. Rav Chama and Rav Chista, this conversation. So Rav Chama asks Rav Chista. Rav Chista answers, Amalei, Mi Savris. Yeah, the response is, Amalei, Rav Chista, Rav Chama, Mi Savris, Edim, Kesidim, Chasimi. You're assuming that the Edim are going in the same direction as the text. For example, text is Shasi, so then the Edim are Shasi. Or the text is Erev, so the Edim are Erev. Which means, you're assuming it's the same, it's going the same direction. It's the same level, but just it's the other side of it. And it's written in the same direction. That's what you're assuming. And therefore, you have a problem. But it's not true. The Edim, you are signing Mimata Lamailo, which means you have a star with the lines going Shesi. You turn it over, you know, they're going horizontally, the lines, in the width, let's say. And you turn it over. So you sign now to the length. You sign vertically. You sign to the length. on the other side. And you start the signature by the end of the text. Now, what do you say over here? Add on text? If you add on text, you can't add a signature because the signature starts from there and it's going the other direction. It's going to the length. So there's nothing you can do. And the way it lined up is, let's say the first aid signs from the end of the lettering. The other ones go under it. They don't dafka start from that line. But you have one aid that starts, at least one aid starts in that line. So you know that there's no ksav further than that. So misav is going to the length and back of the shtar. What is klimi mekiyumis mean? What? You know, it's anytime you add any words in, you write a kiyum. Before you write a kiyum. You write a kiyum. No, there's always you write a kiyum. But the kiyum has to be within the ksav, within the text. Within the text. You write a kiyum within the text. The kiyum has to be within the text. Because if it really happened before you sign the signature, so there's no problems. You can't add anything on after the signature, Staka. You can't add on anything. Even Tliya can't add on afterwards. You can't add anything afterwards. And if you add it on before, you write a kiyum, and you figure out that the eidim should start from there. Frank Dimar, V'leichos dumo misramya reyeso v'shtishta achroina. V'gayiz leilshita achroina. The guy is the Reuven Ba'ada. Why don't worry that he's going to have a problem with the star, and he's going to cut off. It's still a chash ziyef, but usually chash ziyef we associate with adding on text. But there are times where a person wants to cut off part of the star. So here, maybe he doesn't like the bottom of the star. He'll cut off the bottom of the star. Let's say he'll cut off two lines, and we'll be left with I'll cut off the name Reuven. That signature is Reuven Ben Yaakov. So we'll cut off Reuven, and it will stay with Ben Yaakov Aid. That's what we'll stay with. And it'll still be a good aid. And it starts at the end of the text, because you cut off two lines, and the end of the text starts with Ben Yaakov. V'leichosh, the moment Rami raised the Shittach Reino, the guy is laying Shittach Reino, he cuts off the last line, the guy is laying Reuven Bahadei, and he cuts off the name Reuven, umeskasher Ben Yaakov Aid, and be kosher with the words Ben Yaakov Aid, which is a good signature that's now into the Mishnah. Ben ish plainly aid is kosher. So, what does it help by writing from the end of the ksav? You're saving any forgeries. It's still possible to have a problem here by cutting off the bottom of the text. And then the other side, the aidim will start by the beginning of the text. Because they'll start with Ben Yaakov Aid. So, Gemara says, no, the halach is, if you're Abba, you have to always write Reuven Ben in the same over the same line. You're going up the length. But let's say each line and with the ear space in between is, let's say, an inch. So you make sure to write Reuven Ben in that inch. So then if you cut off that line, you're going to land up with, on the next line, it's going to say Yaakov Eid. That's it, not Ben Yaakov Eid. So for the Gemara, it's written inside. So Reuven, so where it says, you're right, except Reuven Ben Bechadara on one row, the Yaakov Eid, the love, and Yaakov Eid after that. Right, the Gemara, v'leichosh, dilma gayis leila Reuven ben umeskash v'Yaakov Eid. So what? So you cut off Reuven ben, but you stole Yaakov Eid is kosher also. The Tanan ish ploindi Eid kosher. If you write Yaakov Eid, that's kosher. So it's still going to be shver. Cut off the bottom line of the star, and in the back, you cut off Reuven ben as well. Reuven ben you cut off, but you still have Yaakov Eid. So the Gemara like siv Eid. You won't write aid on the staris in order you shouldn't have any hanky-panky and cut it off, so you don't write the word aid. Now, the halacha is that when you write Yaakov, when you write Reuven ben Yaakov, you don't need the word aid. But if you write plain Yaakov, it has to say aid. So here, you won't write the word aid, it'll still be kosher, Reuven ben Yaakov. If you cut anything off, you have problems, because you're going to land up with either ben Yaakov or Yaakov, and that won't be good enough. It has to have aid. So, therefore, you saved yourself any problems. You write eight, but the adina ba the hachasimus yada lav the Yaakovu. The case is that when someone signs, you know that in that town, that malchus, there's no person with the name Yaakov that signs like this, because we're saying the Yaakov's day. There's no Yaakov in town that signs like this. Freit the Gemara. What do you mean? Maybe we know the guy standing in front of you is a person. Reuven is a person. Maybe when it comes to Bezdin, with the thing cut off, we chayshish that Reuven signed his name as Ben Yaakov Eid. Or Yaakov Eid. He signed his name as Yaakov. He signed him because he already cut off the Ben. He signed his name as Yaakov Eid, maybe. But Dilma v'shmei de'avu achasim. Maybe he signed his name with the name of his father. So tomorrow, no, a person does not do that. A son does not use his father's name as his signature. It's not by Kavadik, it's not Kibbutz Aveim to use his father's name as his signature. So a person will not do that, and therefore there's no chash that you're going to cut it off and then use Yaakov as the aid. And use Yaakov as the aid and say, Yaakov is me, and I use my father's name. You don't use your father's name. Afraid to Gemara, okay, you don't use your father's name as your name, but maybe use it as a simon. Maybe it's Tam a simon. The Har Rav, you find that Rav, when he signed his name, he didn't sign him Rav, Tzaye Kavra. His signature was a fish. Rav Chanina Tzaye Charusa. When he signed his name, he signed his name as a palm tree. Rav Chista made a samach for the name Chista, the samach there, he made a samach. Rav Heshaya made an ayin. Rav Baravuna Makusa made a mast. So you see, different Amaroim used a simon. So maybe this guy Reuven uses his father's name as a simon, not as he's calling his name the father's name. He's using it as a simon. Whereas no, Lechatz of Inish, Leshavya, Leshmei Davuya Simna. He does not make his father's name as a simon. Now I just want to stop here to speak out a few things. That first of all, these Amaroyim, that different simonim for a signature. Vos Epis, Rav made a fish, and Rechina made a charusa, a dekel. Why'd they do that? So Rashbam says, V'amafarish tam, amai tzair kavra v'charusa, ine latoya. If you start saying some shtickle taira, a Peter Ramchal, why it says, why he made the kavra, you know, that's what it means. It means like, I don't mean that the Ramchal says a pshat. What I mean is that a guy's going to say, some tifa pshat, why he says a fish, because, you know, the fish is a simon to taira, and that's, he says, ine latoya, it's not a pshat. It's a more practical pshat, he says. What's the pshat? He says, ine latoya, v'shem ha'shem ha'seim, zenog lechol dogim, v'zenog betmarim. It's time he ate fish. He ate tomorrow. That's why they use that simona. That's what I, you know. That's what it's not like a tifazak. That's what the Rashbam's trying to say. I'm not sure why, but Rashbam's trying to say, it must have been people who try to say it's a tifa thing. They wrote samach. They wrote a fish. They don't say it's a tifa thing. The Marshal explains over here that when it says zenoch alechol dogim v'zenog b'tmarim, that here he says that it means that they used to buy this for Shabbos. That Rav was very makbid to buy big fish for Shabbos. We know it's an Indian to have fish on Shabbos. And then also, the other Rav Chanina also used to have nice dates for Shabbos. It was all covered Shabbos. That's the reason of the Simonim. Maybe he's learning into the Rashbam. It could be. That's what it means. That's one point to speak out. Another thing to speak out is, why is the Gemara saying is, maybe it's going to come, this name Yaakov is going to come into the Bez. Then we're going to say, oh, it may be a Simon. You're not sure. It's Pasul Shtar. We're going to business this. It's not perfect. Zokter Rechonim Vassaman, that a star in Becheskes Kashrus, the Bezdin is going to try to Kashrus any way they want. Therefore, they're going to say, oh, maybe it's a Simon. And therefore, we have to speak out. Lechotzev Inish Leshavi Leshmei Davua Simon. Yeah.
They're going to bring the star into Bezdin.
Yeah.
And then you try to certify. Right.
Maybe someone will say, the owner will say, it's Reuven, by the way. Reuven signed them Yaakov. And Taka, someone will say, yes, that's Reuven's handwriting. That's what they're going to say.
The guy is saying off the star.
No, yeah, they don't know. They don't know that. They see the star. It just says it. They say, anyway, there's no Yaakov. The guy bringing it in, no, he does say who it is. Of course he says it is. The guy. But it's a difference. He knows Reuven's not here. Reuven's on vacation. They're going to bring someone else. Oh, yeah, that's Reuven's handwriting. He's very happy with that. Yeah. So for the Mara Kashmir, you remember Abba, that Mara start off with a Kashmir, the Chara, you can still cut off. The Mara first started off that Stamzai, he can add on text. Mara says, no, you're right to the length of the star you saw in the back, connected the Ksav, not the width. Mara says, even if you saw in the length, you cut it off. Why? Because you have Ben Yaakov 8. So Mara says, you put the Ben lower on, the cuts off Reuven. Then Mara says, maybe Yaakov should be Yaakov 8. Mara says, one Teretz is you don't have the word 8. Another Teretz is that there's no one Yaakov around, and Reuven will not use Yaakov as a name. Mazuch is another teretz to all these kashas. Besides, for the avada goes to the length and not to the width. But you're going to cut it off. And says, I'm not worried about that. Mazuch Omar, loma loch kuli hai, kol mekusha she'ein edov kolim b'shita achas pasul. So where Rashbam learns, the Mazuch says that they all sign from the beginning of the ksav. All three edim sign from the beginning of the ksav. And if you cut it off, you're going to cut off Reuven ben Yaakov, and you're going to cut off Kalev ben Yefuna, and you're going to cut off, or the Kalev you're going to cut off, the Reuven you're going to cut off, and you're going to cut off Nachshon and Amnadav. You're going to cut off all three names, you're going to cut off. So therefore, there's no chash. Frank Tosfos is wondering, why is no chash? You're going to cut off all three names, so it'll be all. It'll be Ben Yaakov Eid, and it'll be Ben Yefuna Eid, and it'll be Ben Nachshon Eid. What's the problem? What's the Ben Nachshon Eid? Ben Amnadav Eid. What's the problem? So there's two truths to that. My Shah answer is because it's very hard to cut off all three names and land in the exact same place. Let's say Reuven is longer than Kalev, so Reuven will be knocked off, but Kalev Ben Yefuna will be a little more, will come out Mil Yefuna. If you're cutting it off evenly down that row, it's not going to be even. It's very hard to cut off all three names evenly. That's the way the Masha says. The Ritva says that if they see three people with Ben Yaakov AIDS, you know, with Ben Yefuna AIDS, they're going to say it's fishy, they're going to look into it. That's why, that's Pshat Firash Vam's Teretz. The other Rishonim have different Pshat, different Mahalach, in what the Gemara's Teretz is of Mazutra, that Kol Mekusha, any of the Kol Mekusha Achas, Pasul means that they all write it to the length in a straight. They all write it, and they're all signed on the last line straight. It means they all write everything to the length on the bottom line. They're all on the bottom line. They call it the bottom line. Not gonna land up on any edim at all. They're all gonna be. You're going to start by the Ksav, and you're going to go up. The direction is going up, but all the Edim are lined up on that line. It means you write the whole name on that line. You write Reuven Ben Yaakov on that line, going but written to the length of the Shtar. So here, if you cut off the name, you're going to cut off all the Edim. And you can't write under it because it's written the wrong direction. So that's why it's written the direction of going up. That would be the other Rishonim's answer to Rav Mezutcha's Teretz, but we learned with the Rashbam, but that's the other way to learn. Kol Mekusha in Eidim Kol Mashita Achas Pasul means they're all finished in that Shita. They're all finished in that row. All three Eidim are all finished in that row. They don't go up. They've written to the length, but they stay in that row. They just keep on going again, the next line, going to the width then. There's Reuven, and then the width is Ben, and the width is Yaakov, but it's written up. And the next name also, if you cut this off, so therefore, it could be even say one A's like that. Even one A's like that, only all three. One A, because you cut off one A, then it just means the whole name is on one line. That's the way other Rishonim learn this text.